Well, if you've watched the movies Reservoir Dogs or Kill Bill, then you'll have watched the actor Michael Madsen, who was found dead in his Malibu home in California yesterday. Not known for his good looks, Madsen often played tough guys, and he had a long association with the director Quentin Tarantino. Here he is in a scene with Kurt Russell in the 2015 movie The Hateful Eight.
No offense, cowboy fella. Just getting your attention.
Yeah, well, you got it.
What you writing, friend?
Only if I'm qualified to write a pie.
What's that?
My life story.
You're writing your life story.
You bet I am.
Am I in it?
You just entered.
You just entered Michael Madsen and Kurt Russell there. And speaking on the set of Reservoir Dogs, Madsen reflected on how he got into character.
Acting is a very bizarre psychological process. I mean, it's you have to be a bit neurotic to do it in the first place. I don't really need to go off into a corner and beat my head against the wall to get into character. I think things are better when they're spontaneous. Every film you do changes you in one way or another. You take it with you for the rest of your life.
And LA journalist Steve Futterman has been telling me more about Michael Madsen.
Yeah, you know, you would see him in a film and you would say, oh, I know that guy. I know him from, I don't know where I know him from, but I know him. He was ubiquitous in so many ways. IMDb says he had more than 300 roles, and that includes TV, film, obviously, videos, etc. But he was just in so many roles, had this really rough, tough guy exterior, a guy that who would, you know, be like a guy from the 40s, rough and tough, have a drink every night at the bar. He once said that people would see him on the street and recognize that he's the guy in the film and they'd be scared of him. That's how good an actor he was. People in real life who didn't know him, they would see him on the street and be a bit fearful of him.
There's a great line about him in the New York Times obituary. With a whiff of Mickey Rourke, a hint of Sylvester Stallone, and a linebacker's physique, Mr. Madsen had the air of a timeless Hollywood bad guy who seemed to have stepped out of a 1940s film noir.
You know, I'm glad you read it because I was about to read that line. That paragraph, I think, is just a perfect, perfect summary. If you want to come up with like a one paragraph synopsis of him, I think that's it. It's written by a New York Times writer, Alex Williams. Just a wonderful line. I agree with you totally if we were both about to use the same paragraph. But, you know, he appeared in so many well-known films, you know, the Kill Bill films, a very, very popular actor with Quentin Tarantino. One of my favorites, which he's not really that well known for. I loved him as the sheriff in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is one of my favorite Tarantino films. He was in, like I said, so many films, again, more than 300. And he was also in some films you wouldn't expect him to be in, some sort of light films where he played a different role, different type of character. But we'll always remember him as that really tough guy, like you said, out of the 1940s film noir.
Absolutely. Cause of death, how was he found?
He was found in response at his home in Malibu. His publicist is saying it was a result of cardiac arrest. I was not aware, and we've been looking. Did he have any medical problems? Nothing that was well publicized in the past. He may have had a heart condition in the past, but I have not found any articles talking about that. There might be a coroner's inquiry. There may not be, but it does appear to be natural causes.
And that was LA-based journalist Steve Futterman telling me about the late actor Michael Madsen.